Yes. And just a moment here, we'll get you on. We're going to get you on speaker here. Yes, Goit Sheklek. Thank you. He's from Gwaishkana, BC, Nicola Valley. He's a survivor of forest fires, the floods, Guillain-Barré syndrome, and stage 4 blood cancer. And yeah, an ultimate survivor and a man of many wise words. So we love to have, and brother of Kwayane Sheklek, our guest, yes, who is currently, our host who is currently doing helicopter training.
Yes.
So good morning, good afternoon. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
I'm still in the morning, which is wonderful.
It's morning somewhere in the world. Good afternoon, Squaych. How are you?
Hello?
Hi, Squaych. Can you hear us? Hi.
Oh, yeah. Now I can, yeah.
Excellent. I'm just making sure we have you on air here. Yes. Good afternoon. Welcome. We our topic today is loyalty, and we would love to hear your words on it.
Absolutely.
When I think of loyalty, you know, kind of hard these days, you know, with all our Wi-Fi and cell phones and email whatnot. I find how to show loyalty, you know, when we're together physically, is when the person that we're shown loyalty towards,
mm-hmm,
we listen, not to react to what they're talking about.
Yes.
Listen to understand what they're going through, understand what they're talking about. That's one of the things I think about loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I find that, you know, if we're being loyal to somebody or they're being loyal to us, we're not going around the corner and gossiping about each other, you know.
Right.
Each other's secrets out, you know, that's just what I think of loyalty. You know, we support them in their decisions and thought processes.
Yes, supporting. Yes.
Yeah, and you know, and we have to show gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to those that are helping us or that we're being loyal to.
Right.
And, you know, we just, if we make a commitment to the person we're being loyal to, we got to follow up on it. You know, we can't say, oh, no.
I've changed my mind.
Yeah. This happened and my pet dog died, so I got to take a month off of our friendship.
Oh, I think that's legitimate, is it not? Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're loyal to your pet then.
There you go.
Yeah. Just a hierarchy. that's what I think of loyalty, is listening to understand, you know, mm-hmm, show gratitude. That's my thoughts on loyalty.
You didn't say it, but I get the sense from something you said there where that you're not going around the corner and talking, you know, whatever, throwing shade on your friend after you've just to their face said something different, but that somehow trust might be, it's a part of building trust, is that loyalty factor, that there's consistency, that what you say in front of their face is not different behind their back or something. Is that, would that be accurate?
Working up to it.
Working up to that.
Because, you know, I figure if you're loyal, you're not going to put their past secrets, skeletons in the closets out on display.
Right. Mm-hmm. Not betraying them behind their backs or something.
Yeah. Because then, you know, your trust will have already been made.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I was so so busy trying to work all the bells and whistles here at the station that I forgot to even ask, how are you today? How are you today?
Well, I'm doing as well as can be.
Yeah.
Doctor's keeping me alive and breathing.
Yeah.
Happy. I'm happy to see another.
Wonderful.
Day and hope to see another. and hopefully be passing on positive info.
Yes, absolutely.
Not corrupting other people's thought mm-hmm. processes.
Right.
Misinformation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely appreciate, we appreciate your wise words and always appreciate having you on the program.
Yeah. So I thank you guys there. You and Fima on the mic and the people in the background running the station.
Yes.
And the listeners here and abroad. I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. And I send it all back to you a thousandfold.
Thank you
so much. We hope to hear some of your wise words next week, too. And really appreciate what you have to say. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, don't forget to do the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash, yes. We got it in the right order this time, so yeah. It was quite fun after a very deep dive earlier.
Yes.
And then so it was a nice, playful thing, and Halloween's yes. coming up, so that's lovely, too. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
We'll
bye
talk soon.
Bye
for now.
Now.
That was, my goodness, I was going to say Quayne Shuklak.
Well,
I was going to give a new identity to the brother.
He's watching us from the sky, basically.
That's right. He's spying on us from the sky.
Yes.
No, good eagle view. yeah, that was Quayne Shuklak from, oh my goodness, I'm going to have to slow down here. That was Squite Shuklak from Gwashkana, BC, Nicola Valley. And yes, has survived many trials and tribulations and has a lot of words of wisdom there. So we're going to play another song here. This one is called Reach Out.
Reach Out.
Reach Out. It's a Thousand Mods. It's a collaboration with the artist Irini Gogua, The Sound of Works. So it's a, well, you have a listen and tell me for yourself what you think, but we think you'll enjoy it. So here we go. We're going to play it now. Thanks. Enjoy, everyone. Uh-oh, what am I doing wrong? It's not showing. We are back. That was 1,000. That was 1,000 Mods Reach Out collaboration with artist Irini Gogua.
Right,
and
right.
Yeah, The Sound of Works. So it's actually the full length is 6.5 minutes long, but we did gently fade out there so that we can have a chance to talk to our next guest. We've got on the line Mary. She is the Officer of Public Relations for Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, and we're hoping to hear her words on... her words on this topic that we have today.
Was the topic? Can you say that again?
I love the way that you so gently just cue me here. Yes, our topic today is loyalty.
Because I love that subject.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we'd like to... Hello, Mary, are you on the line? Okay. Can you hear us now?
Yes, I do.
Excellent. Okay. So I love the patience. Thank you so much for being so patient. And I actually want to reach out to the audience. When I was switching buttons and sliders here, I'm still in the beginning phases. I may have said something on air when we were listening to the song that might have not been appropriate because I was stressed. So I apologize. I may have said one bad word. Anyhow, so thank you. Thank you to everyone out there in your grace. I think that was our subject. Was our grace our topic ago or two? But yes, Mary, our topic today is loyalty, and I'd love to hear your words on it.
Lovely. Well, it's always a pleasure to be part of your show. Loyalty, very interesting subject. I was just thinking about my cat because she's beside me. Not my cat, my daughter's cat. She's very loyal to my daughter. She only comes to my room if my daughter is not home. Like, totally loyal to my daughter. But anyway, loyalty is... basically standing by what matters, even when it's hard. It's about commitment, trust, and staying true to our values and people who count on us. People who embody loyalty are those who stand by their principles, values, and loved ones through thick and thin. They're the one who show up consistently, support without condition, and remain committed to their causes. These individuals demonstrate loyalty in a way that inspires and uplifts others. People like, a good example actually, that I love this lady so much, unfortunately she passed away I think an year and a half ago, Ruth Ginsburg. I'm sure many of you are familiar with her. She was in justice system in the United States, whose loyalty to justice and equality guided her decisions and actions. Another example of loyalty in action, I call it loyalty in action, is Wangari Maathai, the Kenyan environmentalist. Her loyalty to community, her community in Kenya, and environment drove her work, basically. Her commitment to sustainable development and social justice is a powerful example of loyalty in action. I don't know if anyone is familiar with Kenya, especially in the 70s and 80s. There was this green belt movement because Kenyan government was selling Kenya's forests to private sectors for like high-end homes and like defrosting, deforesting the Kenyan's forest. In 1977, Wangari Maathai founded Green Belt Movement, focusing on planting seeds and involving women of like poor villages in her movement. They were able to stop government from selling Kenya's forest in those years. In 2004, she was awarded the Nobel Prize for her contribution to sustainable development, democracy, and peace. Wangari Maathai was the first person to be awarded the Peace Prize, mainly for environmental dedication, loyal work, And the Nobel Committee indicated that her tree planting campaign would improve living conditions, helping to prevent war and conflict. Her organization mobilized thousands of people over years, especially women in villages, to plant 30 million. They planted 30 million trees in Kenya and the neighboring country. Now, as Sola was talking about loyalty and negative part of loyalty, caught my attention. Yes. Loyalty can also be problematic. A good example is, again, in Kenya, the same years as Wangari Maathai's time.
Yes.
One of the politicians closely tied to President Daniel Moi, this is in 70s and 80s, it was Nicholas Buwit. He was a powerful Kenyan politician, loyal, definitely 200% loyal to President Moi at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was accused of involvement in corruption, land grabbing, and politically manipulating everything. And that was the reason Wangari Maathai organized women and founded Green Belt Organization. That was the reason. So we see a negative loyalty, and then we see some positive loyalty in action. Unfortunately, she died in 2011, passed away with cancer, ovarian cancer.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, those are powerful examples for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I really love what you this whole theme of this whole theme coming in about loyalty that's been mentioned, as you said, by Salar earlier, and now you're mentioning it too. Is this loyal to what? That depending on where you're pointing your loyalty to, it can either have really powerful negative effects, or it can have really positive human or world or earth effects. And I really love that, because the one thing that came up to me when I was thinking of it, and Fahima, I would love to hear you jump in if you'd like.
Yeah, sure.
But is this whole idea that sometimes the very best qualities or very good qualities in humans, that desire to want to, be of service and that type of thing, or to have a sense of purpose, that beautiful piece of humanity, it can be manipulated and exploited by people who have intentions for power or destruction for whatever reasons, or greed, or meism, and that's the thing, is like, I thought of cults even, like that, and of course that can go into whole many different threads, but whether it's religious or corporate, I think even some corporations treat their groups in cultish ways and kind of almost mind control people through different techniques. And that's not to say all companies are bad, but or even politics, or it can enter so many realms of human. Exactly, it can be in so many. Exactly, and so it's good not to get so jaded by life that we go, okay, well, that's it, I'm not going to be loyal to anything, I'm just going to worry about me, but at the same time, we also have to be mindful and discerning about where we place our loyalty. And I think one thing you said that I really love is, I don't know if you use the word values, but that it's what's, that sense of purpose and values, that, what's the highest good kind of thing. And that was something that Salar was talking about, service to humanity. I would extend it to service to earth, because I think sometimes we focus too much.
Absolutely. Yeah, Earth.
Yeah, sometimes we over-focus on human benefit, and sometimes that's where it also goes sideways. But if we do it in the context of what's good for the whole Earth and for creatures and plants and everything and the oceans and the air, then hopefully we can, point things in a better direction. But I love your powerful examples. And Fahima, I'm curious if you don't want to jump in right now, that's fine, but I know that you've prepared some thoughts as well.
Yes, absolutely. I'll be delighted to share this part quickly about the loyalty that we spoke, and that was the subject of the radio show Free Voices at Simon Fraser University. It was please allow me just to go back and mention Terry Fox. What Terry Fox has done for the humanity,
at the very short life he had on this Mother Earth, he left his loyalty. It was his innocent and pure heart and mission that he showed and gave back his loyalty to the humanity and the world and the community. And to me and to eyes of myself and the others in the world, in very large amount of the mass of the people, that they follow his mission and still they are donating for his cause because of his loyalty that he showed to the humanity. Mm-hmm. And he took that big change, even though his time on this Mother Earth was so short, but he did magnificent job for mankind. And I truly admire him, that he's watching us from high above. He did that changes, positive action for the better place and draw the attention of the whole crowd and the public and the world about his loyalty. And this is what I wanted to share. That was my own feeling, and I have a great love and respect for Terry Fox and his family that is still till now they are carrying on his mission on this Mother Earth.
Yes, and inspired. Yes, sorry, Mary, I didn't mean to cut you off there. What did you want to say?
Absolutely. He started from 1980 and still going.
Yes.
He started his marathon in the
80s. Yes.
A long time ago, and yet it has such a strong flame that it continues to live on in very enduring ways. And, yeah, it caught the world's attention, right?
Exactly.
Absolutely. It was 143 days that he walked.
Mm-hmm.
It's
5,000 kilometer almost.
Yes. You have terrific memory, Mary.
What an incredible vision that he put into action. Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing that you mentioned that I love too, is that loyalty, we can think about loyalty in our own mind and think about either a person or a purpose or whatever to do with loyalty and what we associate it with, but we keep it internal and we don't ever do action. Okay, the thoughts matter and all of that, but I love the idea of action because there's so much power when it's externalized and we move towards a good purpose. And I really appreciated that part too. You always have very great insights to offer, and we really appreciate you being a guest
That's
with
very
us.
Kind of you.
Thank you so much.
That's very kind of you. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Thank you
so much. You guys and gals are doing a fabulous job, all of you.
Thank you,
Thank
Mary.
You so much.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
That was Mary, the officer of public relations for Eagle Nation Universal Productions. And she also has many other hats and activities that she does, but yes. We're zeroing in on that.
Yes.
And love important words of insight on it. The other comment that I wanted to make about what you had shared and the important points that you made, Fahima, is that Terry Fox's family holds this whole organization, that carries on the Terry Fox memory so beautifully, and even with people passing away and stuff, there continues.
Yes.
And the commitment and passion from many, many volunteers who for years and years have volunteered their time and energy and insights and resources.
Exactly.
So it's multiplied so many hundreds and thousands of times through his initial vision, and such a young man.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, very,
so,
very
early age. It's different to have gone through a whole lifetime and then get to a point of like, this is my mission now. But to be so young and to have such a driven vision that most people would say, forget it, that's not even possible.
Exactly, but he didn't give up the hope.
No, he did not.
And he gave the best of thousand times of his time, he gave back to us.
He did.
That's why he's living with us.
He did.
Yes.
I'm I'm also noticing the time here, and we're getting near the tail end of our time together. You've been listening to CGSF FM 90.1 Burnaby, SFU campus. This has been Free Voices. We'd like to encourage you to listen to Jacob's art show coming up at 5 o'clock
it's
today.
It's fantastic.
It is a great show. And also to remind you that there, CGSF Radio, we're having our fun drive starting on November 3rd to, I think it's the 9th.
Yes.
But if you are able to make a donation, it is whether it's, you know, $10 or, you know, whatever. It doesn't have to be a huge amount, although that would be nice.
Yes.
It would be really helpful because the community radio is fueled by volunteers, but also a lot of volunteers and some staff. But it is fueled by some donations so that we can have the equipment updates and that type of thing to help keep it going, keep the fire growing and community.
Absolutely.
Community radio is just you're not going to get all those commercials and it's not as driven by the practical needs of commercial radio.
Yes.
So and more diversity too. So we're going to have to say goodbye for now, and we will finish our time together. We hope you'll join us next week. The next song we're going to play is by Sheev and Toodaloot. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Yes, you do.
Is the name of the song. And let's just get that going. Here we go. Bye for now.
Bye-bye, everyone.